I'm Tara Darabji. I'm the outreach director with Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, and we're the watchdog group for the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. It's one of the primary design labs for nuclear weapons in the world. This is a company town. There's about 8,000 employees out at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Roughly 40% of the laboratory population lives within Livermore. The actual atom bomb symbol is on the city seal. For a while, some of the schools in Livermore had the bomb symbol within Aladdin's lamp, and they'd cruise around with that. And at one point, even one of the churches had the symbol of the bomb on the actual symbol of Jesus being crucified. There is an appreciation of the bomb, a dedication to the bomb, a financial revenue gained directly by that employment, and a general lack of information and willingness to look at health impacts locally. Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab is an enormously politically influential institution. It has an annual budget of over $1 billion. And for fiscal year 2004, over 82% of its budget was allocated directly to weapons activities.
Completely smash an atom. What's so important about smashing a little atom anyway?
Well, I think I can answer part of that, Jennings. For one thing, with the 4,900-ton cyclotron, it may be possible to change any element into another at will and then create valuable new substances to order. That would give us complete mastery over the physical world.
There's been elevated levels of brain cancer found among Livermore Lab employees, fairly high levels of beryllium disease. There haven't been a whole lot of health studies conducted. I'd say the nuclear material is the silent, deadly killer in the community. Nobody knows exactly how much is released, where it is, and for example, you have trucks shipping radioactive materials on the freeway, bringing materials in and out, and to you or I, it looks like another truck on the road, and we don't realize the enormous devastation that could happen if there was an accident. For decades, plutonium was released into the city sewage. How much? No one knows. They didn't even have a monitoring system in place until the 90s. And another really scary direction we see the laboratory working in is increased work with biowarfare agents. They just received the go-ahead to operate a high-level biowarfare agent facility where they're going to be able to genetically modify and aerosolize bioagents such as live anthrax. All of this within an urban environment and with a history of leaks, spills, and accidents.